Hello and welcome to episode 31 of the UFO Casters Captain Scarlet Attack on Cloud Base. So we are into the final straight, and what to say about this one? Well, it's the dream episode, which can be a bit hit and miss. My recollection is that I quite enjoy Tom Thumb Tempest, but The Cool Caveman isn't so great. But again, I haven't seen those for ages. And if you recall our review on the UFO cast, I really don't like Ordeal. And I don't know why, because this is equally preposterous. And the join between the real world and the dream world is done equally well. And I guess this is just, I saw this as a kid and it really stuck with me. And therefore I'm prepared to forgive it a lot. Which maybe is a bit hypocritical given how I slagged off last week's episode. Because it is on one level just very, very silly. And the characters, reasonably quickly, it's obvious on second watch, like, that they're not behaving normally. Colonel White in particular is bonkers. But I think you're just kind of swept along by the enormity of it all, that Captain Scarlet is dead. And gradually everybody dies, and the Mistrons have come to Earth in their flying saucers, which visually are very impressive. I know that the Vaseline is there to kind of disguise a multitude of sins, probably, but visually it's very impressive, and to see Cloud Base under attack, it just works. And the gradual kind of surrealism of the whole thing of Captain Blue over Captain Scarlet's body with Captain Black there. The explosion noise followed by the pink mist over the screen, which signifies each character or characters dying off. It's just very, very visually effective. And I can't say it's a more fitting finale than The Inquisition, which we will talk about next week, because it's a dream. I think you could have made this episode differently, so you still have the Mistrons come and attack Cloud Base and destroy it, but for real, and to play the characters straight. And I think in some ways that would have been a fitting finale for the show, to kind of cap off the bleak nature of it. As it stands, it doesn't work as a finale, but in many ways it's better than what actually is the finale next week. I mean, I might change my mind on rewatch and decide that actually the Inquisition fittingly tops off the show, but at this point, it ends unsatisfactorily. And a straight version of this could have been a more fitting end. Actually, ultimately, there is no way of defeating the Mistrons, and they are going to get us in the end, you know, which I think would be a bleak but fitting end to the show. And the other thing is the as yet unhinted of relationship between Symphony and Captain Blue. Though I suppose, she's obviously grateful that they've found her, but his admission of love for her is only in the dream, so whether he actually does or not. One assumes that the dream is a sign that she fancies him, but whether that's reciprocated, we don't actually know. Nice to see Rhapsody as lead angel, though her end is even more horrific, because she just gets blown up. As I reflect on the whole series, there are definitely some episodes that I forgive many things because I have fond childhood memories of them, and this is certainly one of them. But I like it, so there you go. Oh, and I suppose one final thing to say is the music. Just it gets an extended suite, which appears on the soundtrack album. That score is just very familiar because of the number of times I've listened to the soundtrack album. And I guess it's just nice that at this stage in the production of the show, they were still producing new music and not always recycling the same cues over and over again. So, Attack on Cloud Base, episode 31. It's episode 31 on the DVD. Episode 8 on the VHS run, because of the slightly kind of weird thing they did with it. Very odd to have. It feels fitting that this comes near the end. New Mistron powers, I suppose. You could say flying saucers, but it's not really a power. It's just, and it's not real, so it doesn't really count. Mistron's still at large. Well, we don't have the traditional killer person turn them into a Mistron agent in this episode, so we don't have any Mistron still at large to have. Win or a loss? Well, I suppose it's a win in the sense that there's no actual Mistron threat. and if it was real, it would be very much a loss. But there is actually no real Mysteron threat here, and no Mysteron puppets to add to the Mysteron gallery, so nothing to look out for there. Well, we are nearly at the end, and so join me next time as we finish off with the Inquisition.